people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Who's talking, church? No, everybody say God. God is talking. The Father is talking. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of what? He said, now look at me. I'm getting ready to teach a style of a new series today. The name of the series is called Marriage Made Easy. Easy. Marriage Made Easy from God. Amen. From A to Z. Marriage Made Easy. Easy. From God. From A to Z. So he's saying now you have to listen to Pastor Terry. If you're not married, if you're single, you're going to get something out of this. If you don't have a desire to get married, you're going to get something out of this. You're going to have to listen for the principle, the nuggets in here. Because not only would it work for marriage, it'll work in your business. It'll work raising your children. It'll work in your health. It'll work in every area of your life. But you're going to have to pay attention. Because he's saying, watch this here, look at it again. He said, my people. Anybody born again? Anybody here, God's people, raise your hand. All God's people, raise your hand. He's saying, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And he said, because you have rejected knowledge, I will also do what? Reject you. He's saying, if you reject this knowledge that I'm about to give you about your marriage, God said, I'm going to reject you. I'm going to reject you. He said, the only reason you are being destroyed, because you don't have the knowledge. In church, if you have the knowledge and not acting on it, you might as well not have the knowledge. He's saying, only reason, see, it's wrong for one couple to have a great marriage and your marriage suffer. They must be doing something you're not doing. And we know from the book of Acts chapter 10, verse 34, God is no respecter of person. See, God is no respecter of person. See, I'm going to show you God has given us rules and regulations and laws. He said, if you do this, your marriage will work like it's supposed to. But if you don't do these rules and regulations and laws, you're going to suffer. Now, watch this here. Watch this here. How many people in here, you know somebody had a divorce? Raise your hand. Put your hand down. How many people in here, you know somebody separated from each other? Raise your hand. Put your hand down. How many people you know living together, they never got married, but they think they married? What they call it, common law? Raise your hand. Well, I'm in the right place. See, church, watch this here. I'm going to teach you everything you need to know. I'm going to make it so easy. So easy from A to Z. What? You ain't going to have no reason, no excuse not to have a successful marriage. Are you with me? Come on. Stay focused. See, sometimes, watch this here. See, you know what marriage is? Marriage is a husband. Watch this here. A husband, a wife, plus some kids, equals a family. That's what a family is. That's the definition of a family. A husband, say a husband.
Husband.
A wife, plus children, equals a family. If you a man and a woman, and you living together and you got children, you don't have a family. That's not the definition of a family. And let me tell you something, church. I'm going to show you from God. Go to Isaiah chapter 5. I'm going to show you from God because sometimes we have adopted what society say a family is. We have adopted what society say is marriage is. If you're living together and you never got with a priest, a pastor, or a justice of peace with some witness and got married, you're illegal. And watch this here. You are illegal. I'm going to want to stamp you. You know, somebody illegal, bam, stamp you. Watch this here, church. Watch this here. Because some folks, they don't have a clue. They don't even know they're illegal. God is not obligated. Not only is he not obligated to answer not one of your prayers. Why would God answer your prayer? You committing fornication. Hey, watch this here, church. Don't nobody know I'm talking about. You keep looking straight ahead and smiling. Hey, let me tell you something. I grew up, so you got to understand my story. I grew up, my mother had 7 kids, completion. I don't know if she knew about completion. She had 7 of them. And none of us, when I say none of us grew up with our daddy. So what I'm teaching you, I lived it. My mom grew up, she had 7 kids out of wedlock, not one man in the house. And watch this, didn't even think about getting married. One man told her, I'm going to leave you if you don't marry me. She said, bye. See, that's the kind of stuff I grew up under. And then finally, 18 years ago, this month here has been 18 years, I've been walking with God. I never took a day off. God showed me, said, Terry, this is what marriage is all about. And I thank God for my mom. I thank God for my dad. Great people. See, church, but we need to know the mind of God on marriage, on life. When you got born again, all believers, raise your hand. When you got married, God said, okay, this is your manual for life right here. This is your manual. Most of us, when we got married, most of us, we didn't have any counseling. And number two, we continued to live married the way we saw our parents or somebody, you know what I'm saying, a close relative or whatever, or somebody in the neighborhood. Isaiah chapter 5. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it, but you have to stay with me. If you want a good marriage, you want to be with me through this series here. Isaiah chapter 5. Are you there? Isaiah chapter 5. Look at verse 13. Isaiah 5:13. The word said, therefore, my people. Now, we're talking about marriage. See, when I say in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, my people are destroyed. I could have said it this way. Your marriage is being destroyed. Because of lack of what? Knowledge. So when he said, my people have gone into captivity, he's saying your marriages have gone into what? Captivity. When you capture somebody, what you mean? That means you hold them hostage. See, it's a lot of you guys. Look at me. You're in the same house. You're sleeping in the same bed. You're eating from the same table. You're riding in the same car, but you are miserable. See, you are miserable. It's a lot of you guys sitting in here right now. And see, let me tell you something. I'm talking to the men right now. Let me talk to the brother. Men of God. Yes. Men of God. Yes. See, I'm going to be a little rough on you, but I love you. Because we're the head. We're responsible for things that go in our household. Not unless, watch this here, not unless you got a disobedient, a woman who don't want to submit to you. See, watch this here, church. I'm loaded with this stuff. I'm loaded. Watch this here. God would never authorize. Watch this here. This would be good, Micaiah. Watch this here. God would never authorize you to marry a man who don't want to leave. And he also wouldn't authorize you to marry a woman who don't want to submit to you. But God holds the men responsible for the priest, the prophet, and the king of the house. If you got a woman and she don't want to submit to you, God have to deal with her because God can't make nobody do anything. If he can make you do something, he'll make you come to church. He'll make you tithe. He'll make you forgive. He can't make you do anything. Only thing he does, he suggests what you should do. He said, because this will work if you do it. This will work if you do it. Come on, let's keep reading. Go to Matthew's. I just want to lay a good foundation. Go to Matthew 22. Matthew chapter 22. I want to lay a foundation for the word, and then we're going to get into the word. Matthew chapter 22, verse 29. Matthew chapter 22, verse 29. If you're there, say amen. He said, Jesus answered and said unto them, you are mistaken. You are deceived. Why? Not knowing the scripture, nor the power of God. Look at me, church. He said, you are deceived. He said, why? Because you don't know the word. You are struggling in your marriage. He said, because you are mistaken. That word mistaken means deceived. Two things. You're deceived and you don't know the power of God. He said, if you let the word work in your life, you'll have a successful marriage. The reason you're married, and let me tell you something. I have a great marriage, your marriage going to increase. If you have a bad marriage, your marriage going to become great. See, some of you guys sitting here right next to you on the verge of divorce. Don't leave until I finish teaching this series. Hold on. I hear you. Come on. Hair up, Pastor. Hair up. Hair up, preacher. Hair up. Be patient. That's why God sent me here. That's why he sent me here to teach you this here. He said, your problem is you're deceived because you don't know the word. Once I teach you the word and you get the word on it, then let's see how God leads you. Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter. Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. The first thing I want to do, I want to lay a foundation for the word. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. If you're there, say amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter what? 2, verse 13. Watch what it said. For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you receive what, church? The word of God, which you heard from us, you welcome it, not as the word of what? Men, but as in truth, the word of what? Now look at me, class, look at me. He's saying when you receive the word of God, you received it from me, Pastor Terry. You received it from a man of God, a woman of God, but you didn't look at it as from a man. He said, when I teach you, who's really talking to you? God's talking to you. So don't hate the messenger. See, look at this here. Look at verse 13 again. I love this scripture. For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you receive the word of God, which you heard from me, you welcome it, not the word of me and a Pastor Terry, but as in truth, the word of what? Which also effectively works in you who what? He said, if you receive this word from the man of God, you're going to have a great marriage. He said, so as Pastor Terry bring you the word, watch this here, church, watch this here. He said, don't look at Pastor Terry. He said, I'm speaking through Pastor Terry. But he said, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to who? I'm talking to you. Go to 1 Timothy. Come on, let me continue later. Found. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 3. 1 Timothy 3:15. Go to 1 Timothy 3:15. Go to 1 Timothy 3:15. Let me lay this foundation, and we're going to take off. 1 Timothy 3:15. If you're there, say amen. But if I delay, for if I am delayed, I write also that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the house of God, is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of what? Church, look at me. What should you learn about marriage at? In church. Most of us, we didn't learn about marriage in church. We learned marriage from our parents, our uncles, our aunts, people in the neighborhood. See, I grew up, I didn't see great marriages. And see, the word of God said in Lamentation chapter 3, verse 51, your eyes affect your heart. So when you grew up, see, Linda is my second wife. My first wife, I got, when I married her, I wasn't born again. Everybody say long time ago. No, say long, long, long time ago. That woman should have never married me. She should have never married me. You know what I need? I need a single man and a single woman right quick. Give me a single man and a single woman. Come on, quick. Come on, come on. Come on, that a woman come. Come on to man. I got both of them what I need right there. Come on quickly. Let me show you some, church. She should have never married me. Let me show you why. Stand right up here in front. Good looking couple, too. Good looking people. Amen. Now watch this here. I want you to turn in your Bibles. Go to John chapter 8. Go to John chapter 8. He said the church is the pillar of truth. Everything you need to learn about life, you need to learn it right here in church. Every time you come to church, you ought to learn something to take your life to another level. Now in John chapter 8, verse 44. John 8, 44, if you're there, say amen. He said, you are of your father, the what? Come on, I need everybody to see this. He said, you are of your father, the what? The devil, the desires of your father, you want to do. He said, you want to do to the, you want to do. Will you slow down, boy? It's one thing to be country. It's another thing to be country and fast. Okay. Watch this here. He said, you are your father. You are of your father, the devil, and the desire of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources. For he is a liar in the what? The father of it. Now watch this here. When I got married back in 1984, I wasn't born again. I got married in 1984, my first marriage. I didn't get born again in 1993. How many years is that, Roger? That's a lot. That's a long time. Okay. I think 9 years. Thank you. You think somebody got a PhD with it. Okay. But watch this, church. Watch this here. I wasn't born again. You and me back in 1984. You're my first wife. She's born again. She was a Christian, a true Christian. When you're not born again, the devil is your father. And the things of your father, come on, you want to do.